第四天，6:05至9:00范文，政府类范文二。
Health is a basic human need, so healthcare should not be provided by private profit-making companies. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people argue the basic human need for healthcare should not be met with the service of private companies.I support their opposition to privately run healthcare. It should not be denied that there are some drawbacks to government-provided healthcare. The costs of a government-run healthcare system increase the burden on taxpayers. The number of people who request medical services is also likely to rise, because government-run healthcare is much cheaper than private, profit-making healthcare, or even free of charge.People would go to hospital more often, and the waiting time for medical services would become very long. Despite the above arguments, I believe that the disadvantages of privately run healthcare outweigh those of government-run healthcare. Private healthcare providers care more about profit than about patients' health or safety. To increase profit, some employees in private healthcare companies may try to make minor illnesses seem serious.In order to have the patients believe that they should pay for expensive treatments. Private healthcare providers also tend to exaggerate the effectiveness of their services, even if all private companies could tell the truth and treat their patients responsibly, the price of their services would be too high for low-income patients. This is likely to result in serious inequalities in access to healthcare.So overall, although a government-run healthcare system may increase citizens' tax burden and make the waiting time for medical care longer, I believe that citizens' need for healthcare should be met by government-run medical service rather than by private-run medical service.
政府类范文三。
Artists should always be given the freedom to express their ideas. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Although I agree that creative artists' freedom of expression is important, I do not think that they should always be able to express their ideas without restrictions.It is true that artistic freedom of expression is essential to the development of art and culture. Only when artists do not feel restricted in creating their works, such as musicals, sculptures, or photographs, is it possible for them to produce truly original works of art. Their freedom of expression is therefore crucial for art to develop rather than repeat itself. Also, art, by definition,is one of the most diversified parts of any culture. To protect and promote the diversity of cultural expressions, the government should respect creative artists' freedom to choose how to express their ideas. On the other hand, some rules set by the government to limit the freedom of artists may be useful because some methods or forms of artistic expression are not widely accepted by the general public.By limiting creative artists' freedom to use these methods or forms, the government protects the people who find these artistic expressions unacceptable or offensive. For example, the film rating system in some countries helps to prevent violent or sexual images from reaching the audience who may be negatively affected by them. In conclusion, I believe that creative artists' freedom in expressing their ideas should be protected.To the extent that there are effective measures to ensure such freedom does not pose a threat to social order or other citizens' well-being.
政府类范文四。
Some people think that we should keep all the money we earn and not pay tax to the state. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people argue that individuals should stop paying taxes to the government. I do not think this is practical or wise thinking. Taxes paid by individual citizens are an important source of government revenue. In most modern societies, tax revenue is mainly used to improve people's lives. For example, tax money is often allocated to infrastructure development programs, such as improvements to the public transport system, schools, and hospitals. Taxpayers can benefit from these programs and social welfare programs supported by tax money, including state pensions. The government also funds the military and police forces, which protect us from foreign or criminal threats. It is reasonable that, as individual citizens, we pay for our own safety, and as a nation, we pay for our national security by paying taxes. Furthermore, to keep the economy and the environment more sustainable, the government needs financial resources to promote economic growth and reduce pollution. None of these can be achieved without enough tax revenue. The government also receives taxes from businesses. They make profit by selling products or services, and like individuals, they also benefit from government-funded social and economic programs. Therefore, they pay corporate taxes to contribute to these programs. However, that should not exempt individuals from paying taxes. It would be unfair if businesses alone were made to support programs that also benefit individuals. Thus, every working adult should pay taxes, and the top earners should pay proportionally more taxes. Some people think that by paying taxes, they have made enough contribution to their society. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
In most countries, it is mandatory for citizens to pay taxes, but I believe that citizens' contribution to society should be more than fulfilling our tax obligations. Taxation is an important way of redistributing the wealth of a country. It is beneficial not only to society as a whole, but also to every individual. Workers who do not produce profits directly, but nonetheless do important jobs, such as police officers, firefighters, and public school teachers, are paid with the government's tax revenue. Many public service programs would have to be cancelled if the government did not have enough tax revenue. However, I would argue that tax revenue cannot cover all public expenditure. Other forms of contribution from individuals play crucial roles in keeping society stable and fair. For example, there are disadvantaged people in need of help in every country. They may receive support through government social welfare programs, but it is unlikely that the support can meet all their financial, educational, and healthcare needs. Charitable help from other citizens, such as donations and volunteer work, is important to disadvantaged people and the well-being of society. Another important responsibility of citizens is to keep our own communities safe from crime. With a strong sense of social responsibility, citizens can set up neighbourhood watch programmes to protect neighbourhoods and report suspicious activities to the police, which will be very effective in deterring crime. In conclusion, I believe that paying taxes is only part of the contribution that a person should make to society. Citizens' other responsibilities to society, including helping the people in need and keeping communities safe, are also essential for the proper functioning of society. We'll be right back.
政府类范文六。
The government should pay for people's healthcare and education. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Healthcare and education are basic human rights and needs. Some people think that the government should pay for citizens' healthcare and education. I partly agree with this view. There are three main reasons why the government should pay for citizens' medical and educational costs. Firstly, a large proportion of government revenue comes from the taxes paid by citizens. The government should reward taxpayers with healthcare and education. Secondly, international competition in economic and technological fields is fierce today. The educational and health levels of citizens are important factors influencing the competitiveness of a country's workforce. By providing citizens with education and healthcare, the government helps to promote economic and technological development and increase the competitiveness of the workforce in the global economy. Thirdly, there are people who cannot afford basic healthcare or education in almost every country. If the government did not pay for their basic healthcare or educational needs, they would feel that they are treated unfairly by the government, which would be a source of social unrest. However, the government only has limited financial resources. If it spends too much money on healthcare and education, other important fields such as scientific research, infrastructure development, and the pension system may be underfunded and underdeveloped. It is the responsibility of the government to keep a reasonable balance between the educational and healthcare needs of citizens and other financial needs that are also essential to economic growth and social development. Overall, I believe that the government should provide free healthcare and education to citizens who cannot afford them. At the same time, it should encourage businesses to provide health insurance to their employees and fund public schools with the property tax that local residents pay. These measures can help the government to keep its budget balanced and achieve more sustainable economic growth. The government should stop putting money in national defense. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Many governments today spend large amounts of money and research resources on national defense. Personally, I believe that defense spending is of crucial importance to any nation. The real concern should be the amount of defence spending. Reasonable amounts of money should be spent on developing military technology and keeping enough armed forces to ensure the independence and territorial integrity of a country. Take the fall of the Roman Empire as an example. Although there were various reasons, the most direct one was that the Roman army was too weak to protect the empire from being destroyed by foreign invaders. Nowadays, confrontations and conflicts are still frequent in many regions of the world. It would be unlikely for a country to achieve sustained growth without an effective national defense system. Another reason for supporting investment in national defense is that the technology developed for military purposes can often serve civilian purposes as well. The CDMA technology, for example, was initially used as telecommunications technology serving the US Army. However, as its networks have been put in place across the world, millions of people are benefiting from the clear voice communication service that it provides. On the other hand, there are countries that spend too much money on their military budget. More destructive weapons have been produced, so powerful that they can destroy the Earth several times. I believe that all countries should be wary of this trend because it threatens world peace and security. How much money would be reasonable for defence budgets still remains a controversial question, but clearly, no country can afford to ignore its national defence. Some people think that scientific research should be carried out and controlled by the government instead of private companies. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Scientific discoveries are essential to the technological, economic, and educational development of a country. Some people believe that scientific research should be conducted and controlled by the government rather than by private companies. Overall, I agree with this view. The government has a wide variety of resources, such as tax-funded financial resources and national and regional laboratories with advanced equipment. These resources are important to the efficiency and effectiveness of scientific research. Coordination at the government level can also help scientists who work on research projects with similar purposes to collaborate closely with each other. Such collaboration helps to reduce waste of research resources. Safety and security are significant concerns in many scientific experiments as well. For example, projects that involve hazardous chemicals are dangerous not only for the researchers but also for the communities living close to the laboratories. Some other research projects, such as projects whose results may lead to developments in military or nuclear technology, involve national security interests. Only the government has the power and ability to ensure the safety and security of these research projects. Private companies also have their advantages in conducting scientific research. They are profit-driven, which often makes them more motivated and goal-oriented in their projects than government departments and agencies are. Scientists working for private companies are likely to be well paid if their research is successful and can generate profit for their company. However, the focus on profit may make some private companies engage in highly controversial research. For example, some privately funded laboratories have been attempting to do human cloning experiments in spite of the ethical issues surrounding them. In conclusion, it seems to me that scientific research should be conducted and controlled by the government. Private companies can participate in government scientific projects, but their research should be closely monitored by the government. A. Some people think that the government should stop supporting art programs financially. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people think that the government should stop funding art programs. I disagree with their opinion. Public art has become an integral part of urban culture. Public sculptures, murals, and creative street furniture have made parks, streets, and communities more energetic. However, their creation is increasingly expensive. If art programs only relied on private funding, we would see a decline in urban culture. The arts should still be funded by the government also, because they form part of a nation's cultural identity. The visual, musical, and literary arts help to define a society and give the members of that society a strong sense of belonging. By creating a rich variety of artistic styles that are unique to their culture, artists also help to strengthen national pride and cohesion. The government should continue to fund art programs to contribute to the cultural richness and diversity of the nation. Another reason why art programs should receive government grants is that they create jobs. They not only lead to many careers, including painters, musicians, dancers, and photographers, but also create employment opportunities through the design, construction, and maintenance of museums, art galleries, and theatres. Even people who do not have art-related jobs can benefit from art programs, as exposure to the creative arts can help them to work more innovatively. Art education in schools also helps to prepare a creative workforce for the nation's future. In conclusion, I believe that art programs should still receive government funding to keep the progress of society balanced between achieving material success and expressing itself beautifully and creatively. B. Some people think that the government should stop supporting art programs financially because the arts do not directly improve people's lives. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Some people think that the government should stop funding art programs because they do not directly improve people's lives. I disagree with this view. The arts, such as music, painting, poetry, and drama, are a vital part of human culture. By appreciating different artistic styles and participating in a wide variety of artistic activities, people learn to appreciate cultural differences and become more open-minded. Without enough government funding for art programs, a country is likely to experience a decline in its culture and become less tolerant of cultural differences and less fair. The arts also provide inspiration to their viewers, listeners, or readers. Visual arts and literature help people to explore the sensibilities of artists. They can be an important source of inspiration for adults who feel bored with their daily routine. In classrooms, art activities are important to the development of children's creative skills. Art programs can create job opportunities as well, such as jobs in photography, performing arts, and graphic design. In many countries, the unemployment rate has remained high. The creation of jobs is therefore one of the most direct contributions that a field can make to the economy and people's lives. Government funds for some other fields, including infrastructure development and healthcare, also lead to significant improvements in people's lives. However, the view that the development of the arts does not directly improve people's lives is wrong. Arts programs can benefit people emotionally, socially, and economically. Government funding for the development of the arts is particularly important in an age dominated by science and technology. Some people believe that charities should concentrate on helping poor people in their own countries. Other people believe that charities should give international aid to those in greatest need. Discuss both these views and give your opinion.
The issue of whether charitable organisations should focus on helping people in their own countries has arisen as a result of the increasing demand for charitable help. Many people argue that charities should concentrate on domestic needs. They think that only when charitable organisations give aid to disadvantaged people and communities in their own country can their effort achieve the most success. If charitable aid is provided for people in other countries, it may be misused because the charitable organisations are not familiar with the local situations and are not able to keep track of how the aid is used. However, others believe that charitable organisations should give priority to helping people who are in the greatest need, even though many of them may live in other countries. It seems this belief reflects the essence of true charity, which is helping people regardless of their race or nationality. By contrast, limiting charitable help to domestic needs would defeat the fundamental purpose of charitable organisations. Another good argument in favour of helping those who live in other countries is that we are living in an age of economic and cultural globalisation. It would be wrong to assume that the economic, social or political problems in poor and unstable countries would never affect wealthy and peaceful nations. Helping people in other countries is a way for charities to protect the people in their own countries from the impacts of these problems. My own opinion on this issue is that national boundaries should not stop charities from helping those in need. True charitable aid should be need-based rather than nationality-based. I also believe that charitable organisations should make efforts to ensure proper use of the aid, both domestically and internationally. Society is based on rules and laws. It could not function well if individuals were free to do as they please. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Overall, I agree with the view that laws and rules set down by the government are necessary for the well-being of society. Society would be in complete chaos without due restrictions. There are two reasons for this. Firstly, as the Earth's resources are limited and there are not enough to satisfy everyone, laws provide the necessary criteria to help people to address conflicts of interest. For example, property law helps citizens to identify property ownership and help them to avoid fights over a piece of land or personal property, as was common in early history. Secondly, laws and rules force people to live up to their obligations. Without the deterrent effect of heavy fines, drivers would be more likely to exceed the speed limit, despite the possibility of hitting other cars or pedestrians. Similarly, without environmental laws and regulations, more factories may discharge toxic sewage directly into rivers and lakes, resulting in serious ecological consequences. On the other hand, although laws and rules are the cornerstone of an orderly society, regulation should be a means rather than an end. It is possible that some laws and rules are so harsh that most citizens feel their rights are violated. When this happens, the government should respect the will of the majority and change these laws and rules. In conclusion, I believe that the rule of law is essential for any properly functioning society because it makes society more stable, efficient, and fair. Nevertheless, laws and rules should be changed if most citizens believe that they are too strict, so that laws and rules can be enforced without denying citizens the freedom that they deserve.
Some people think citizens should be totally responsible for their own health costs. Others think it is better to have a healthcare system which provides free health services for all. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
A much debated issue these days is whether citizens should take out private health insurance or not. In this essay, I argue that people who can afford it should be privately insured, but free medical care must be made available to those too poor to do so. The most important reason for encouraging people to take out private health insurance is the cost to the government. Free health coverage for people who are able to pay for it is a waste of public money. Of course, people will only pay health insurance premiums if they know that they are getting good value for their money. If they get sick, they will pay little or nothing at all. In addition, the privately insured are entitled to special benefits, such as having the choice of their own doctors and being able to avoid long waiting lists for hospital beds. On the other hand, those who really cannot afford to pay private insurance premiums, which are often very high, should still be entitled as citizens to the best medical care available. They cannot be expected to pay their own medical bills. However, if they are working, they should still pay a percentage of their wages, for example, 1% to 2%, as a tax, which pays towards the cost of providing free medical services. In conclusion, I think that most people should privately insure their health, but it is unreasonable to suppose that all citizens can afford it. Therefore, a safety net in the form of a basic free healthcare system must exist for the very poor and the unemployed.